Well, hello everyone and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host Paul Trenwith and I've got a great lineup of bluegrass music for you today. As you know, I play most of my music from CDs in my own collection. I've made CDs out of some of the old vinyl LPs I've got. But I've also got quite a few compilation albums which often give you access to material you don't already have. And I'm playing some couple of tunes coming up from an English publication called Bluegrass Music, A Rough Guide to Bluegrass Music. And it's put down lots of people that I didn't necessarily have in my range of materials. So I'm just playing those. Many of them you've heard before. Some of them might be new to you, but it's always going to be interesting. I hope you're going to enjoy the choices. We're going to start straight up with one of my old favourites, Claire Lynch, with the song Sweetheart Darling of Mine. And then J.D. Crow, great banjo man, particularly known these days for his work with the Bluegrass Album Band. And he's playing a tune with his Kentucky Mountain Boys called the Nashville Blues, and we're going to hear from J.D. Crow pretty soon. Let this tune fade out. A little bit of a fade there. That was Wild Goose Chase. Here's Claire Lynch.
Sweetheart, darling mine.
J.D. Crowe with the Nashville Blues. Lovely clean picking there on all the solos, isn't it? Lovely tune. Let's have a listen to Larry Caudle and Co. I didn't have this album of Larry's. It's from an album called Larry Caudle, Glenn Duncan and Lonesome Standard Time. Larry's a guitar player, lead vocalist, and usually the songwriter. And Glenn Duncan plays fiddle, does tenor. Butch Baldessari on mandolin, Wayne Southard's on bass, and Mike Bubb on banjo. And it's a great tune called Lonesome Standard Time. And then we're going to hear All Alone from the Nashville Bluegrass Band. Definitely one of my favourites. Alan O'Brien, banjo, and doing the lead vocal this time. Pat Enright, guitar and harmony. Roland White, mandolin. Stuart Duncan on fiddle. And Gene LeBear on bass. And this is off an album called Cool, Blue and Lonesome. Bluegrass for the Broken Hearted, which is a funny name. People often say bluegrass is, you know, the happiest music around. It's, well, with the most miserable subjects. Not necessarily so, I don't think, but a little bit like this. Yeah, both of these, Lonesome Standard Time and All Alone. Well, you just get that, don't you? Let's listen to Larry Caudle and Co.
Do you feel a kindred spirit to the sound of pouring rain? Does your heart start to yearning when you hear a distant train? If you'd like to take that train and ride someone left behind, you don't need the wind to tell you you're on Lonesome Standard Time. Do you sit alone and think about an old love from the past? Do you feel a bit more empty every time you raise your glass? If the memory of your kisses sends a shiver up your spine, you don't need a watch to tell you you're on Lonesome Standard Time. Now when you hear them old sad songs, do you hang on every word? Do you swear a crying fiddle is the sweetest sound on earth? If you shudder at the music of a hoot owl in the pines, you're on Lonesome Standard Time. Clock a ticking, it crosses every zone. The first time your old heart broke was the time you turned it on. It don't never need a winding, 'cause if it works like mine, there ain't no doubt about it, you're on Lonesome Standard Time. Now when you hear them old sad songs, do you hang on every word? Do you swear a crying fiddle it's the sweetest sound on earth? If you shudder at the music of a hoot owl in the pines, you're on Lonesome Standard Time. If you shudder at the music of a hoot owl in the pines, you're on Lonesome Standard Time.
Sorry for your heart, you've grown so cold. I'd like to have you back again, if things could be like they were then. But oh, sometimes the past is gone, no more to hold. The hardest part of loving you is all the pain you put me through. You took your love away and I didn't even say goodbye. grow.
That's the Nashville Bluegrass Band, and they do a great job of everything they touch. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with me, your host, Paul Trenwith, and we're just doing selections from some various CDs in my collection. Listening to bluegrass music is fine. Going to watch live concerts is even better, really, sometimes. And there's a little bit of live music around Hamilton, New Zealand. On the second Friday of the month, and that's coming up to this week, for those of you who are hearing this program live, at Morrinsville, the Morrinsville Country Music Club meets in the Senior Citizens Hall at 7:30. There's a concert on the second Friday of the month, and it's a great concert, great lineup this time, and myself, I'm playing in the band, which is good fun, and all sorts of people are singing some really good songs, some old country songs, some new country songs, all sorts of things happening. It only costs a few dollars. Starts at 7:30 on the Friday night. What else have we got? Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session that I host on the fourth Sunday of the month at the Silverdale Normal School Common Room, and that's an opportunity where you can bring along your banjos and guitars and various instruments and your songs and your tunes and play them all. You'll get a little bit of musical help if you need it to make your piece sound bluegrassy. And it's good fun, great fun there, lots of fellowship, lots of talking, and a cup of coffee, all for $5. And it's just a way of keeping the music fun and up front. And of course, we're all preparing for the Kiwi Grass Festival that's coming at the first weekend of February next year, which I'll tell you a little bit more about later. What else? Navarra Lounge is the place where you'll find music happening in Hamilton, live music almost every night of the week, and it's always different, I tell you, at the Navarra Lounge. You need to go to their webpage and find out just what's happening there. This radio show is hosted by Shearer's Music Works, and I'm very thankful to them for hosting me. They're big support for all the music players in Hamilton. They've got a great range of instruments, Deering, banjos, Martin guitars, all sorts of other guitars, electric, acoustic, keyboards, drums. They've got all the accessories you could want, mic stands and et cetera, et cetera. And picks, strings, stands to put your guitar on so it's not too far away from you when you're watching TV and you can pick it up and play along and all that sort of stuff. So go and see Shearer's and tell them I sent you from Back Porch Bluegrass. Well, let's hear some music now. Instrumentals time. And here's a tune from the Grascals. It's a tune called Bevan's Lake Crossing, and it's very interesting. It's sort of in two parts, and it just shows how smart these guys are. Terry Eldridge playing rhythm guitar. Jamie Johnson does vocals. David Talbot, Not many vocals on this instrumental track, I tell you. David Talbot's a banjo player, and he wrote the tune. Jimmy Mattingly on fiddle, Terry Smith on bass, and Danny Roberts on mandolin. And it's a really interesting tune called Bevan's Lake Crossing. Let's have a listen. Pickers or what? Great tune, starting off with that 3/4 time, sort of do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and then breaking into the fast rhythm. Fine playing with David Talbot on banjo in particular, but all the banjos did well. Next album I'm going to play some music from is called The Roots of Bluegrass. The Appalachian Way is a sort of subtitle of the album, and it's 30 tunes, all from the Starday label. And those of you who are similar age to me and collected bluegrass in the early days will know that you found lots of great music on Starday records. And I had several in my collection. They were treasured, and I borrowed them from other bluegrass and country music enthusiasts too. And Starday had quite a broad label and very supportive of sort of regional musicians. And I've got a few selected here. Jim Eanes, and he's doing a tune, I Wouldn't Change You If I Could. And many of you are familiar with Ricky Skaggs' sort of more up-tempo country version of this song. Jim Eanes was a lovely, smooth singer. He played country music, and he also did bluegrass music. Most of his bluegrass music was when he signed with Starday. But he had a lovely, smooth voice and great song selection. Then we're going to hear String Bean. String Bean and His Banjo is the name of the tune. String Bean was a banjo player who played with Bill Monroe from 1942 through to 45, and he preceded Earl Scruggs, and Earl Scruggs came into the band, and we all know what happened after that. String played sort of very much an old-timey style, a picking style of banjo, as on many of the bluegrass recordings we sort of treat as early bluegrass from Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys, but it didn't have the flow or the role of Earl Scruggs. But String was also a comedian, bit of a singer. He did funny songs. He dressed with a strange outfit that made it look like he had very short legs and an extremely long body, a bit of a dag of an outfit. And he was a bit of a comedian, as you'll hear from the song that I've selected. And then one of my old friends, Bill Clifton, is a fine musician and always had a lovely touch with bluegrass tunes, very relaxed vocals. And I've got him here doing Bury Me Beneath the Willow, which is one of those real jam session tunes that every bluegrasser has to know. All the words, all the breaks, and the harmonies, so you can join in. And Bill did quite a few Starday records. He did some Mercury recordings as well. And Starday, as I said, was very supportive of local musicians. So let's listen to some 1950s style bluegrass, starting with Jimmy's.
I wouldn't change a single thing about you if I could. The way you are just suits me to a T. A princess in a storybook, a queen upon her throne. That's what you are, and you belong to me. I wouldn't change you if I could. I love you as you are. You're all that I could wish for if I wished upon a star. An angel sent from heaven, you're everything that's good. You're perfect just the way you are. I wouldn't change you if I could. Your lips, your tender smile, I'd leave them as they are. And come what may, I'd love you just the same. And if I were a potter and you a piece of clay, the only thing I'd change would be your name. I wouldn't change you if I could. I love you as you are. You're all that I could wish for if I wished upon a star. An angel sent from heaven, you're everything that's good. You're perfect just the way you are. I wouldn't change you if I could.
Picker right out of the south, and I come from there, and climbing the drought, and I travel fast, and I travel slow, but I never could have picked on the old banjo.
Oh, the rain would come and the wind would blow, spread a little sunshine everywhere you go.
People would come for miles or so when you hear a string of picking on the old banjo. Tied old banjo, calls it back, I gave him a kick, said gee whoa ha, and I went off picking on the old banjo.
Oh, the rain would come and the wind would blow, spread a little sunshine everywhere you go.
People would come for miles or so when they hear a string of picking on the old banjo. Back in the braid like a cat, and I hit him in the head. My old straw hat, he jumped, skipped a leg, and then he kicked at the moon. But I kept playing my favorite tune.
Oh, the rain would come and the wind would blow, spread a little sunshine everywhere you go.
People
people would come for a mile or so.
When they hear a string of picking on the old banjo. Summers had a fella cross track, told me all right, fell in the back route. That time I heard a freight train blow and played the dead march on the old banjo.
Oh, the rain would come and the wind would blow, spread a little sunshine everywhere you go. People would come for a mile or so.
When the hair string would pick on the old banjo.
And one of the classic tunes of bluegrass music. Hope you enjoyed a little bit of old-time music. Interesting hearing String Bean, wasn't it? And to know that Bill Monroe had the musical vision to bring Scruggs into the band to change the feel of the music with the banjo. And, yeah, it all changed when Scruggs joined the bluegrass band, didn't it? We're going to hear from a band called Bluegrass Parkway now. I've played them several times on the show before, but you'll be hearing them at the Kiwigrass Festival, the first annual festival that features bluegrass music in New Zealand. This is going to be the first, and we're planning on doing it on the first weekend of February for years to come. But as an opening show, we're going to have this fine band from Australia, Bluegrass Parkway. They just so look the part. They present themselves as a classic American bluegrass band with big hats, flash ties, nice suits, great bluegrass music, always very entertaining, lots of fun on stage, and play some good music too. Bluegrass Parkway are going to be there. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band are going to be there. The Pippi Pickers are going to be there. We're going to have the Lonely Heart Strings Band. We're going to have another band from Australia called Crooked Road. We're going to have a band from Australia called 9 Mile Creek. And people are emailing in and saying, we're coming over the Tasman. You got room for us. And I think it's going to be a great venue. First weekend in February 2019 at the Narrows Park. That's on the airport road between Tamahere and Rukahia. and just a lovely venue for it, and it's got lots of covered places for should the weather turn sour, although we hope it won't on that weekend. We're going to have several venues running simultaneously, and there's going to be all sorts of bluegrass music happening there. Just watch your paper, go to the Facebook page if you're a Facebook person, and make sure you visit that, see what's happening and how you can buy tickets and how you can support this venture. I'll be delighted to see you there. We are probably going to have Free FM operating out there and be recording and talking to musicians and doing some shows from out there too. So that's all going to be good fun. But you're going to hear people like this play. Here's Bluegrass Parkway with Sunny Side of the Mountain, the old Jimmy Martin tune. Bluegrass Parkway, Maria Duff on double bass and vocals and sometimes fiddle, Wayne Perry on guitar and vocals, Paul Duff on mandolin and vocals, playing one of the mandolins that he made himself, a Duff mandolin, great instruments. Mick O'Neill on banjo and vocals and Donal Baylor on fiddle, and they will be a real treat at Kiwigrass, let me tell you. Oh, what have we got on now? just put that aside here. Ah, yes, I see what we've got here from Cool Blue and Lonesome, that CD again. We're going to hear Boone Creek, a band I knew was around but never managed to get any of their material until I got this compilation. Young band in the mid-1970s, Ricky Skaggs on mandolin and guitar, and tenor vocal, Wes Golding on guitar and lead vocals, Jerry Douglas on dobro, very young Jerry Douglas, Terry Borkum on banjo, Steve Bryant on bass, photo with all these young guys with long hair and that sort of thing, the way you did in the 70s, and they played some great music. I've got them doing Bill Monroe's Can't You Hear Me Calling, and after that, Don Rigsby with A Bad Day in Akron, some great bluegrass music.
Long, thought the nights lonely since you left me all alone. I loved you so, my little darling. I'm so lonesome since you're gone, sweetheart of mine. Can't you hear me calling? A million times I loved you best. I'm missing dreams of you, Lord, and I'm sorry. Come back to me, it's my way. A big mistake, what caused it all? If you come back, sunshine will follow. To stay away would be my fault. Sweetheart of mine, can't you hear me calling? A million times I loved you best. I mistreated you, Lord, and I'm sorry. Come back to me, it's my way. All night so long, my little darling. Oh, how I need your sweet embrace. When I woke up, the sun was shining. When I looked up, I saw your face. Sweetheart of mine, can't you hear me calling? A million times I've heard you best. I mistreated you, Lord, and I'm sorry. Come back to me.
It's my way. Had a Clark bar for my breakfast, swallowed down by a cup of coffee from an old machine. Just my jacket and my jeans. What a man won't do for a woman on the slim chance that she might have changed her mind. Hitchhiked all the way to Akron, now I'm stuck beside the city limit sign. County Mountie stopped his car and asked me for my business and my name. And I told him he didn't have to explain. the man, he didn't care at all. It's a bad day in Akron, I should have stayed in sunny Tennessee. The way that woman beats me down, I know someday she'll be the death of me. This time I've learned my lesson, and I know the price of love just don't come free. It's a bad day in Akron, I should have stayed in sunny Tennessee. Should have stayed in sunny Tennessee. She don't care how much I'm hurting, she don't even want me back, she made it plain. It's a long way home from Akron when you're all alone and thumbing in the rain. It's a bad day in Akron, should have stayed in sunny Tennessee. Me down, I know someday she'll be the death of me. This time I've learned my lesson, and I know the price of love just don't come free. It's a bad day in Akron, I should have stayed in sunny Tennessee.
A little bit of Boone Creek with some very funky bass in it. And Can't You Hear Me Calling? I'm not sure that Mr. Munro would approve of that, but I thought it was pretty cool. And Bad Day in Akron, Don Rigsby, fine singer and often heard on this program and the various bands that we have. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with me, Paul Trenwith, playing some music that I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy. And I'd like to give a big shout out to all the people on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand who are listening. Thank you very much for tuning in and downloading the program, whatever you choose to do. Also, the people in the Access Radio stations in Canada, in Kamloops, British Columbia, and the voice of Bombay in Newfoundland. That's great. And people listening on Bluegrass Planet Radio too. I hope you enjoy this Southern Hemisphere take on bluegrass music. I've been listening to and playing the music since the mid-1960s and I still really enjoy it, I tell you. What have we got lined up? We've got From the Oh Sister Women's Bluegrass Collection. This is sort of capitalising on the Oh Brother We're Art Thou in terms of packaging, but it is a compilation album, as I have been playing in the show, and gives me an opportunity to listen to some people that I possibly wouldn't normally listen to. So I've selected a couple of the sort of harder-edged approaches to women's bluegrass, women of bluegrass. Delia Bell, for a long time, sung with Bill Grant, and she's backed by the Johnson Mountain Boys here, and they say her earnest, forthright delivery enhances the sad situation described in the song, which is just called Sad Situation. And she's influenced by Kitty Wells and really delivers the song with a very heart-wrenching sort of approach to the vocals. And Phyllis Boyens in The Last Old Shovel. She's another mountain singer. She's got Hazel D. Dickens singing tenor with her, and the notes say they grip the heart with the sincerity and the feeling of mountain-bred singers that they bring to their music. And the Johnson Mountain Boys play just the right sort of backing for it. Well, you can listen for yourself. Here's Delia Bell with Sad Situation and Phyllis Boyens with The Last Old Shovel.
Well, I've known some sad situations before, and I faced a lot of temptation before. Yes, I've known others like you with a heart made of stone, and by now I guess I should be used to living alone. It's a sad situation, not just because I'm so blue. It's a sad situation, 'cause I'm still loving you. Not just because I'm so blue. It's a sad situation, 'cause I'm still loving you.
Shovels lay down, I'll find sweet peace by the side of my door.
Nice, some bluegrass there from Phyllis Boyens when the last call shovels laid down. Just about getting near to the end of the show now. I'd like to thank you very much for tuning in on whatever your device is. You've been listening to Back Porch Bluegrass on Free FM 89.0, independent community media. And you might be listening live on one of the access radio stations or as a download, or now on American Echo devices using the Free FM 89 Alexa skill. However you listen, I hope you're enjoying the bluegrass music. We're going to finish up with a band called Unspoken Tradition from the album Simple Little Town. And here's old Carter Stanley song, I'm Lost and I'll Never Find the Way. Ricky Skaggs covered it. He loved doing Stanley Brothers stuff. And this might take us out. See you later. Listen again next time.
Never find the way. Since you said we must part, darling, you broke my heart. I'm drifting like a ship lost at sea. Back to me.
Lonesome, lonesome, finding a way.
Now you say it's best regard, even though it breaks my heart. I'm lost and I'll never find the way. Even though it breaks my heart, I've lost and I'll never find the way.
I'm